Hey, hello there. Everybody's in one form of business or the other. There is always something to sell and there is always someone to buy. To some it is casual and to others it is to build an empire. However, anybody can start anything, but most importantly it is to sustain the business. This is my disposition. Whatever business you start should be focused on being transgenerational. Not just for your immediate family, but for the society and the world at large. I am Akpobome Ejiro. This is a solution I bring, creating sustainable value. You're welcome to my podcast. Hello, family. You're welcome to the 21st Century Business Podcast, where we discuss valuable insights, strategies for business leaders looking to maximize their time and productivity. Most importantly, we aim for sustainability in business. I am your host, Akpobome Ejiro, and it's a great time to have you here. In today's episode, we'll be looking at maintaining brand reputation in crisis. Now, a lot of businesses experience crisis from time to time, and we tend to find it difficult most times to manage, and some of this crisis eventually leads to failed businesses. So in times of crisis, whether it's a public relations disaster, a product recall, a global event like a pandemic, you know, your brand communicates and handles situations, you know, such that you can have a lasting impact on its reputation. Whatever you do, you know, you approach the crisis positively or you approach the crisis negatively, even if you're neutral as a business person, it's still definitely going to have a reputation on your overall business operation. So to get started, I want to emphasize the critical role of preparation for your business or your brand. Now, basically, no one expects a crisis in their business. Definitely not. All right. We all have good ideals and good things we want our business to be, but crisis happens at any time and we really can't change those things. So by developing a crisis communication plan well, properly, like you prepare in advance for it, you're better equipped to respond effectively. Take, for example, the global COVID-19 pandemic that happened, and it's something that threw a lot of businesses off balance. And the only advantage was technological advancement, and some businesses have already opted into that plan, which basically made them fit and still operated, which led to a revolution of remote operations. Even to today, it's becoming more and more evident, and businesses that cannot operate in remote models find it difficult to maintain productivity, effectiveness and efficiency in their operations. So developing a crisis communication plan in advance keeps you equipped, all right? And your plan should include things like a key spokespeople or a key spokesperson, someone that's going to stand in front to represent the brand during that season. It's going to be a hard time for everybody, and not everybody can speak, but there must be someone that is more or less like a shock observer for your company or for your brand that can stand in front of the press, stand in front of people to talk and, you know, defend or talk about why this is happening and how it's going to be solved. Also, there's a need for you to have proper communication channels, right? These channels are effective for proper dissemination of information, and a message template. Some other persons call it a playbook. You know, you shouldn't have your manager saying something else and then your salesperson saying something else. It has to align. So it's a message template. Everybody in the organization from top to bottom says the same thing, even to your janitors. It's a message template. All right, those crises have to be managed internally. In the heat of crisis, basically, it's essential to have a clear chain of command. Now, when I say clear chain of command, I mean, you know, decisions are definitely going to be made. Instructions will be sent out to different persons per time. But then it's important for us to know who we are answerable to within the organization chain of command. You shouldn't just call a supervisor from another department to another department for that, because if I'm not used to that person, I may not be able to respond effectively. I'll have my sentiments and stuff like that. So the clarity of chain of command, which is likely going to change because of the crisis situation, should be clearly communicated. It's very important. Then you designate a crisis management team, all right? Everybody don't have the capacity to manage crisis. Some persons, you know, they freak out at little changes. So you have to understand where your strength is and put specific people in specific places in times like that to manage crisis. So there should be a team These guys are equipped, they are prepared, and they can easily assess situations. You know, they make informed decisions and coordinate communications without effort. They just put in the old work and, you know, get this thing out. They must be trained and prepared to act swiftly. They don't necessarily need to wait for, we have to do this or you don't have to do that, or they respond swiftly. Now, considering this, one thing you have to pay attention to during this process is transparency. Now, I've seen situations where companies are going through a very difficult time. Probably they're unable to pay staffs or unable to probably get diesel for their generators or whatever. Now, they don't come transparently to the company that, hey, we're going bankrupt, this is what's going to happen. All right, they just keep everybody within that, you know, that circle of happiness, like everything is fine. Meanwhile, the company is actually falling, it's crashing. So there must be transparency during crisis situation. Be honest, you talk to your staff, talk to your client, be open about the situation. If you can't afford to pay them what you were paying before and you have to cut down salaries, you let them know this is going to be happening. We have to cut down salary, we have to cut down costs because we're in a crisis situation and this has to be done. All right, so this is how it works. It's the level at which you're open to a particular situation, its impact, and the steps your brand is taking to address it is very important, because why? It can build trust for your company. It can build trust with your employers. They may not eventually leave. They may some employers can actually stay with you and help you through that time. Some may leave, yes, but then it's going to build trust, and it can also turn your crisis into an opportunity for a positive change or an overall company, you know, growth model, you get. So this is how it works. Now, in our modern age, now where we have technological advancement, social media, it's a great role. Like, it plays a great role in communication. In communication, basically, you do not necessarily have to, you know, start talking to person A, person B, person C. You could just create channels, create feedback systems, so that once you disseminate an information, everybody gets it almost at the same time. They respond, you respond back. You know, you can engage with them, even if you have to send a message to your audience. Take for example this whole crisis thing. You have to communicate with your audience, not your internal staff, now your audience, those expecting a product from you, those expecting a service from you. Even if you have to communicate with them, you just come online, you let them know. Take for example, there's a demolition going on and you have to lose your original office space and you're moving to a new location, right? It's very easy. You could just, you know, send a message. We're expressing a demolition right now and we're sorry we'll not be able to serve you for the next 3 months. We're moving to so-and-so location and we are sure to keep you updated with our new model of operation. Ensure you follow us, keep updated. You know, these are simple things that can help your business grow and manage your crisis situations. Your swift, transparent social media responses can help mitigate reputational damage, because your reputation is very, very important. Another thing we're going to be looking at is understanding the power of internal communication during a crisis time. Now, your employees are not just there to get a job done. All right, they are your brand ambassadors. They are your brand's best advocates. You have to keep them informed. You have to engage them. You have to empower them to support the brand's message during challenging times. These guys are there to be with you. They are there to help you grow. And as they're helping you grow, you are also helping them grow. It's just like saying, you're the one giving me food, so I cannot afford to allow your farm get burnt. You know, it's a win-win thing. But if you're the kind of boss that you just want to win and you want your employers to lose, that's when you lose everything. All right, so it's a win-win thing. You have to gain their confidence, you have to gain their loyalty, and this can have a tremendous impact on your internal perceptions. And an entire company, yeah, it's possible they're going through a major downtime, but because of priority of communication, because of openness at which you've been able to, you know, discuss with them and let them know this is what's going on, they take the responsibility of ensuring that this stays within the system. So any client that comes in doesn't even know this is going on, doesn't even know the company is experiencing a downtime. It's just within your system. They stay out bright, they attend to customers, you know, they render their services with all optimism, hoping that the company is going to, you know, take a new turn, while the executive management roll out strategies and things they have to do just to make sure the company bounces all back. And finally, you must learn that crisis is an opportunity to learn and adapt. Crisis is an opportunity for you to learn and adapt. After the storm has passed, what you should do is to conduct a thorough post-crisis evaluation. All right, a post-crisis evaluation. Check out what worked, what didn't work. Now, you can use these insights to refine your crisis communication plan for the future, because no company steps into a revolutionary system where they are, you know, known all over the world without a crisis. Now, the crisis is what informed their decision to carry out that particular action, which led to that growth, which led to that expansion. So don't see crisis as something you should shiver away from, but you approach it. Approach it with all diligence. Approach it with a team. Don't approach it as a person, all right? Business is people. Business is not one person. It's a people thing. It's a community thing, all right? So that's what I have to tell you today about maintaining brand reputation in terms of crisis. And I hope these few things I've spoken to you today is definitely going to help you through any crisis situation you find yourself. And as a business owner or as an entrepreneur, you must understand that crisis cannot be averted. It can only be managed. So thank you guys for tuning into this episode of the 21st Century Business. If you found this information very helpful, I would really be obliged for you to subscribe. You could leave a review, share the podcast with your fellow leaders and colleagues. All right, don't forget to stay tuned for more insightful discussions on leadership, business, personal development, and sustainability. Until next time, this is your host, Akubo Mejiro, and I'm signing off.
A certified digital marketer, certified inbound marketer, certified entrepreneur at CAD Consulting, 21st century business strategist, a brand developer, a business consultant and business coach, author of In Between the Lines, Critical Thinking in Business, skilled with variety of digital skills, a mentor, a business enthusiast, has helped a large number of businesses scale from micro to macro, a passionate entrepreneur, focused on creating sustainable value. You are listening to The Akpobome Ejiro.